Two Singaporean youths were issued with orders under the Internal Security Act in February and March this year. One of them is a 15-year-old student who supported ISIS and aspired to marry one of its fighters. The other, who is 17, identified as an East Asian supremacist, and planned to attack mosques in Singapore. The 15-year-old student is the first female youth to be dealt with under the ISA. She began consuming ISIS propaganda in June 2023 and became convinced that the group was a legitimate army defending Muslims in Iraq and Syria. The youth hoped to support the ISIS cause by marrying an ISIS fighter and raising sons who would become mujahideen or fighters. She tried to do this by seeking romantic online relationships with other ISIS supporters based overseas. Between July 2023 and December 2024, she was in at least 8 such relationships, including with an alleged ISIS fighter based in Syria. Apart from raising a pro-ISIS family, the youth was also willing to become a mujahideen herself. Between September 2023 and April 2024, the youth searched for flights to Syria on 3 occasions. Once there, she thought that she could receive weapons training from the group and hoped to die a martyr. The second Singaporean is a 17-year-old male who had been radicalized by violent far-right extremist and racist ideologies. He was an online contact of Nick Lee Sing Tu, another self-proclaimed East Asian supremacist who was detained under the ISA in December last year. Although the duo had exchanged Islamophobic and far-right extremist materials on social media, they had never met in person and were unaware of each other's plans to conduct attacks in Singapore. The youth's radicalization began in 2022 when he came across Islamophobic and far-right extremist materials online. In November 2023, the youth viewed a live stream of mosque shootings in Christchurch, New Zealand. He said he felt a, quote, sense of satisfaction from watching Muslims being shot and viewed the shooter, Brenton Tarrant, as a hero for killing them. He posted online that there should be individuals like Tarrant in Singapore to shoot Malays and Muslims to prevent them from replacing Chinese as the dominant race. By early 2024, he had thoughts of carrying out similar attacks in Singapore with an AK-47 assault rifle. The youth shortlisted 5 mosques as potential targets for his attacks, but focused on attacking Masjid Ma'ruf as he frequented the Jurong West area. The teen set a target of killing at least 100 Muslims to outdo Tarrant and other far-right shooters. At the point of arrest, the youth admitted that he had yet to execute his attacks, only because he was unable to procure a gun.